Hello, Ian. Sorry to lose you last time, but we'd like, when we get a real live one, we'd like to break the call up a bit.
Thank you, Ian, your
mother is a Nazi.
Correct.
The Leeds United connection was with your brother, who you haven't spoken to for 10 years or something?
He took me to my first football match.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. But you haven't spoken to him for 10 years now, have you?
No.
Okay. Then you said about Sheffield United. What was that?
That was another football match he took me to and left me on my own.
He left you on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it's elder brothers being rotten to you, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how old were you when you left you on your own?
14.
You were 14?
Yeah.
How far from Bremall Lane did you live?
About 40 miles.
And he left you there?
Yes.
On purpose?
I think so.
You probably had to go out with your mum and hand out leaflets.
Really? I think it's something to make you, you know,
yeah,
more manly.
Well, whatever, he left your foot, and you, how did you get home from 40 miles?
Well, I happened to find a train station.
Yeah.
By following the crowd.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, but it'll probably be too late for this week, but what is the furthest anyone's ever walked home from a football match? What is the furthest anyone's ever walked home from a football match? Anyway, carry on, Ian. No, I'm not asking you, that wasn't a direct question to you for money or anything. So he just did say that it isn't that actual match.
He took me to one at Leeds United.
Right.
Played Sheffield United in the FA Cup of 1968.
Yeah.
And I got crushed between the barriers.
Yeah.
And the next thing I realised, I was being carried over people's heads.
Right.
To the back of the goals.
Right. And
on a stretcher, Peter Lorimer were warming up.
Yeah.
And he hit me on the head. With the ball.
Peter Lorimer hit you on the head?
Yeah.
What, I mean, would
about the, 75 miles.
And that's when a Peter Lorimer shot.
I was going to say, I'm going to lose Ian then. Thank you very much, Ian, for all the ingredients you brought us.
One thing we should about Ian, when he was 14 years and it took him a long time to get home, Nazi mum wouldn't have been too concerned about him because he probably took his father about 4.5 years to get home.
Well, what you said there about Peter Lorimer, we said about the Pele thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to get hit on the ball, hit on the head with the ball.
All right.
Peter Lorimer, then there you're talking, as you say. Yeah, people are notorious.
No, he was the hot shot, wasn't he?
Already when you've been hit, especially as you're being hoiked over the crowd's head on your way out, at least Peter Lorimer could do is withhold his shot for a minute when a 14-year-old boy, Nazi mother on.
Yeah, not, wearing a duffel coat and a Nazi armband.
That's fair, but Lorimer might have known. You might have said, well, there you go, you know, like the Russians said, we must dig them into the earth.
And cause what do we know about Peter Lorimer?
Well, go on.
After this incident, he became a Jew.
Did he?
Peter Lorimer went to play in Israel, married an Israeli woman, and became Jewish.
Did he really?
That is a fact, Jack.
Well, again, I don't want to say the two incidents are related, but nevertheless.
It'd be a strange old world.
I know, but there's karma for you. But there it is. And that was Ian, who half an hour ago came on the air.
The reason, of course, I know that is because there's an endless discussion. He had himself circumcised at 37 years of age.
Isn't it? You know, Judaism is one of the chief religions on the planet. It's a marvelous story. It's about dedication, love, and devotion. And it takes a lot to learn the Torah and do the whole thing. But all men ever think of is, oh, I wonder if the old fella clipped. Oh, I wonder that. And that's the first thing. And there it is. But Peter Lorimer. So,
okay. That's all I wanted to say.
That was Ian who came on. And it takes a lot to stop me in my tracks on one of these shows. Who came on the air and said, by the way, I'm tying up a few things here. Firstly, my mother is a Nazi. Didn't you use the past tense? And I said, well, what, you don't like him? No, literally, in the Second World War, she worked for the National Socialists in Germany. And he was dead serious. So there you go.